Here it is live. Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your hosts, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, this is the Pops and Low Radio Show. We are back in the Say What You Will Radio Studios live here in Mesa, Arizona. But I do want to give a quick shout out to Andrew Jones for that amazing opening.
So
Low, we're back in the studio.
Man, little hiatus there, you'll call it.
It was. We took a little 2-week travel across country.
Not we, you.
Well, the wife and I. Yes. Yeah, that's what I mean by we. And it was a pretty awesome trip. I got to tell you, there was a lot of good friends, family, food,
and
football.
A lot of football while you were gone.
A lot of football while I was gone. And we had a lot of national parks.
Yeah, you guys also had some natural weather occurrences that were
odd. We did. We had some odd weather, to say the least. Let's get into the comments section here. We've got Katie Nussbaum. She says, yay. Hey, guys.
I'm glad you were able to jump on so early there, Katie, because
that's right.
I was worried that me and Pops were going to be riding by ourselves today.
No, not at all. So. I got some odd news stories, got several odd news stories for today. Okay. We're just going to play it by ear. We're going to see how it goes. Dave Smith is in the room. Hello, David. It was awesome to see you and the entire family and everybody back in Pittsburgh. It was a good visit.
Yeah, it sounded like it. I mean, you guys sounded like you were having a good time. Our last show was pretty crazy as well.
It was. We were in the room of Celebrated Death.
Oh, Celebrated Death.
Celebrated
Taxidermy.
Death.
Taxidermy.
Taxidermy, that's right. Right. We had the fire going behind us. We had the snow falling.
Yeah, it looked like one of those YouTube channels you put on with the rain sounds to go to sleep to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It was pretty awesome. Kyle says, welcome back to the studio, sir. Thank you, Kyle.
Back like we never left.
Yeah, exactly right. We're very excited to be back. And so it was all good.
That's
we
right.
did sit. We hit some crazy weather. In fact, we left one of the hotel rooms. We left and the entire rental car was a cocoon of ice.
That's insane. Yeah, yeah. We should have had that picture posted up. You guys had sent me a picture of that.
I should have done crazy.
Because you guys were in that ice rainstorm.
We were the whole way across like the Midwest.
Yes, yeah, straight up ice storm, just pouring ice.
Yeah, it started in Arkansas.
Jeez.
And then all the way down to Texas. It was insane.
I mean, pouring ice is just horrifying because it's not like you can stand out there too long. You might get shanked in the back of the neck.
Yeah, that's right. And you should have seen Mom and I walking from the hotel room to the van.
There was no walking involved.
No, we looked like a newborn calf.
Right. God, slipping and sliding.
That was the best way to explain it. Let's see here. Katie says, duh, my phone told me my favorite show was on. Oh, isn't that? We are.
Appreciate that.
Katie's favorite show. It's snowing up here. Well, yeah, I saw some pictures. It looks like it's snowing up in Washington area.
I'll say, yeah, it's nothing up here. So we're nice and dry here.
It is. It's currently in the 60s here in Mesa, Arizona. Well, we got odd news stories we got to talk about. let's see here. Before we start losing some of the people, McDonald's. Growing up, you were a big fan of the chicken and French fries.
As we can all tell, I was a large fan.
That's right. Know? Yeah, anytime we'd say, Logue, what do you want for dinner? Chicken and French fries.
That's right. And, that movie supersized me for a lot. Was like a health warning. For me, it was inspiration.
Right.
You know, how to eat worse.
That's right. That's
like, right. Motivated me.
That's right. Let's see if I can do the same thing.
You know what? Let me go ahead and just ruin all my blood sugar levels and cholesterol and all that.
That's right. Hey, well, listen, before I get into the odd news, I want to talk about one of our new sponsors. It's Mythical Beards Company. You can go to mythicalbeards.com. That's mythicalbeards.com. And an interesting fact about Mythical Beards is their blog is actually written by Ethan Smith, our nephew.
Whoa.
That's right. He's a senior in high school and he is the blog writer.
The blogger.
The blogger, the author of all blogs on Mythical Beard. So I'll give a big shout out to Ethan for some of the, you got to read them too. It's good stuff.
Hey, I'm all for it. Let's go ahead.
That's right. Now, Mythical Beard Company, they do sell beard oil. They sell balms. They sell colognes, that type of stuff. Now, some of their scents are fantastic, by the way. They've got vanilla and spice scent. They've got a cedar pine fir. Mm. Now, you know, you can't get enough cedar. I'm telling you.
Hey. Now, in part of the reason, like, everyone asks, like, hey, why is Mythical Beards called Mythical Beards? Because even though Pops is listing the traditional names of them, like, there's a bourbon pecan pie, like, vanilla tobacco, right? Those aren't the actual names. So some of the names include things like Kraken.
Ooh, the Kraken.
Bigfoot. A popular one, he said, is Cyclops, which is that bourbon pecan pie. Werewolf, Dracula, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. So you kind of get the theme there.
That's right. And if we have Mark Espinosa listening, geez, see,
shout out Mark Espinosa.
Yeah, shout out Mark Espinosa from the Espinosa Group. They have over at Mythical Beards, they have a scent called the Jack O' Lantern, which happens to be pumpkin spice,
which I'm sure is his favorite.
It is his favorite. So you've got to check out Mythical Beards if you're a man and you've got a beard
or facial hair of any kind,
or facial hair of any kind.
Disclaimer: Kyle Nussbaum.
That's right. You've got to check out Mythical Beard, mythicalbeards.com. Check out their stuff. They're a supporter of the show. And we just ask that you support them in return. So there we go. That's it. Wow, that's cool. Snowing here as well. Chevy Jackson says, "Where's Chevy at?"
He's up in, I want to say, Oregon. Is that correct?
Okay,
so you'll have to clarify for me. I believe he's up in Oregon.
Okay, very good.
So up in the Pacific Northwest as well.
Well, there you go. So yeah, snowing everywhere. So chicken. Back to the chicken.
Yeah.
And French fries deal.
So
this guy, his name is Rich Green.
Okay.
He shows up, he gets himself some chicken at McDonald's.
Right.
And
95% of America.
Yeah, 90, that's right. And this is what he finds in his chicken. Right?
So really embracing the name McDicks. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a penis shaped chicken select.
A phallus.
Right. From McDonald's, left a dad digging beneath the breadcrumbs before taking a bite.
Yeah, I don't know if I could have. I might. Hey, I'm going to need a new one.
Washington, Jeff, Chevy Jackson's from.
Gotcha.
Kyle says vanilla tobacco reminds me of when we were smoking vanilla black Cavendish. Out of our pipes and tinderbox.
Do you remember that? Kyle and I had actual pipes, and we there was a
corn cob pipes.
Well, we had those. We had corn cob, and then we had traditional pipes as well.
Ah.
And there was a place called Tinderbox. It was over there on Alma School, and they had a vanilla black Cavendish tobacco. It's fantastic. But shout out Mythical Beards.
All right. Maybe if Kyle has more a creepy porno stash, I'll have to check. Check out Mythical Beards.
Well, Thanks. You know what? It might help him grow more than a creepy porno stash. So, you know,
yeah,
you
might be
something to look into.
That's right. Well, a penis-shaped chicken select from McDonald's. I just read that. Rich Green, 47, got an eye-popping surprise when he returned home from his local drive-thru to discover the contents of his $5.89 chicken select meal. Again, if you missed it.
$5 make you holler.
That's laying there. Jeez.
Oh my lord.
That's
dude, yeah. You know what's crazy? The dude in the back that's boxing these up,
yeah,
placed that way. He right at the bottom. Go ahead and yeah.
That's right. Wow.
Oh man, the jokes they were making back there.
Oh my goodness. Not about to ignore the alarm bells ringing inside his head. Rich admits he had to check his meal. Was in fact chicken. And was not.
He had to confirm.
He had to confirm.
That I wouldn't it was chicken. Even test that theory.
The dad of two from Street Somerset joked that his immediate concern was for the welfare of the fast food chain's famous mascot, Ronald McDonald.
That's a great answer. I'll give you that, buddy. He's like Ronald McDonald hacked it off there, and
ouch. Jeez. He was. Wonder if he was dating that Bobbitt woman.
Ah,
you remember that?
Yeah, unfortunately,
the Bobbitt woman.
Man, take it back.
She whacked her husband's.
That's right.
And then chucked it out a car under the side of the highway.
Hey, you know.
They said it looked like a Zagnut bar. construction worker Rich said, I was with my daughter And when we fancied at McDonald's, so we went through the drive-thru. When I got home and opened the box, I was confronted with what looked like Mr. McDonald. I don't really know what to say because it really does look like a peculiar something. I haven't seen Ronald in a while, so I was just hoping he was okay.
Took Ronald's third leg from him. Jeez. That's, oh, my Lord.
Fortunately for Rich and Mr. McDonald, the breaded meat did on closer inspection turn out to be as sold. Chicken. It was chicken.
So he verified.
That's right.
That's an awkward verification. I hope he took a fork and knife and like cut it up or something, because I'm not touching up things with my hands.
That's right. But taking it back by the snack's phallic shape, he could not resist sharing a picture of its length and girth with pals. Why? Before.
Why?
Before. Look at the girth on this nugget, bro, or this strip.
Either way, God.
That's right. Not to be overwhelmed by its eyebrow-raising appearance, Rich managed to compose himself and get his teeth around the poultry.
What?
Rich added, it still tasted all right. Huh? I did peel off the crumbs before I ate it, though.
Oh.
To make sure it was chicken.
Oh, that got me. So he grated it before he's chucking it off like corn.
That's right. Like, well, so there you go. Yeah, you got to be careful. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
You never know what's going to be in your chicken McNuggets. You could open it up and you could see that right there.
It is 2021.
I would be concerned. I would have to peel back the breading myself.
I would throw it away.
Would you?
I would. I'm a large man. I like to eat, but that would go in the trash.
That's right. Well, yeah, there you go. That reminds me that maybe while that's up, we need to give a shout out to Drunk Cindy.
Oh, geez. Drunk Cindy. Drunk Cindy.
Hope you're feeling all right, Drunk Cindy. I know it was a rough night for you.
If not, stop at McDonald's. You never know what they have in store.
That's right. That's right. Wow. You know, we avoided McDonald's as we were crossing the country.
Ah, okay.
You know, you got to hit the little places.
Yeah, the mom and pop shops.
You do. And so that's what we tried to do. We tried to focus on that type of stuff.
Did you guys take any odd pictures while you were going across the country?
We did. And maybe I'll have some of those loaded for next week.
We'll have to review them.
Yes. Yeah. We'll go through those and we'll have those. I don't want to get too deep into my trip because the listeners, they don't care about my vacation.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, the fact that they're here at all means they care more about us than they probably should. No, yeah,
that's true. That's
but a good point. The fact that you guys are still sticking around, you know what I mean? Hey, I just appreciate it.
That's right. Well, we did. This next story reminds me, we did hit Jiggers for chicken wings.
Yeah.
That's
a local bar in Export.
Export, Pennsylvania. They've got amazing chicken wings, and that's what we had. We had your grandparents.
Yep, of course.
Ordered up 70 chicken wings.
Wow.
For the big game. The big game was this weekend, the Super Bowl.
Any home? Wow, how selfish of you.
No, well, there was a lot of people there. We had the four nieces and nephews.
Ah, yeah, the Kranich clan.
The Kranich clan. We had the Cheryl, of course. She was Cheryl, there.
Yes.
Mom and I, plus Granny and Pal. So we devoured those wings. And they were pretty good. But speaking of chicken wings, North Carolina, where's the smoke? Or I'm sorry, where there's smoke, there might always be fire.
Uh-huh.
But maybe not. But rather some fiery hot buffalo wings. Firefighters reporting to a call about a fire at a restaurant on Saturday night discovered that the smoke reportedly by a passerby was the result of a fire, but rather it wasn't the result of a fire. I'm sorry, but rather 10,000 chicken wings. The eatery staff was preparing for Super Bowl orders the next day.
Oh, so they're just out grilling, cooking, smoking out back and.
That's right.
Ah, people thought the fire was burning down.
Thought the restaurant was burning down.
Ablaze.
But there were 10,000 chicken wings being cooked. 10,000 chicken wings.
You know, if you got an extra 1,000 of them that you're not using, I am free and clear.
That's right. Again, if you want to be a caller on the show, the number 602-475-2000. Make sure you share us, like us on Facebook. And we are also on the YouTube.
The YouTube. Do yourself a favor, go check out saywhatyouwillradio.com. Okay.
That's right.
That's where you can find all that stuff.
That's right.
You find that we have a YouTube there. You can find that we have Spotify, all that.
That's right. Yeah. So check us out on saywhatyouwillradio.com or give us a call if you want to be on the show. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see. Okay, 10,000 chicken wings. Workers at Ronnie's Pizza in Clemens, North Carolina, told Fox 8 in Greensboro that a motorist called the fire department after seeing a plume of smoke coming from the restaurant on February 6th. In a Facebook post, the Louisville Fire Department later claimed that, no, the restaurant wasn't actually on fire. While it looked bad when we got there, turns out their hardworking staff was just preparing roughly 10,000 chicken wings for Super Bowl Sunday. We are very fortunate that this was the outcome. The fire department added, everyone being safe and enjoy the game, they said.
Man. And, you know, the big guy in me, you know, the main part of me, was thinking, are they smoking these on a smoker? What kind of equipment are we working with here? What kind of flavoring do we have? Is it all just hot wings? Are we talking some lemon pepper? Are we talking some barbecue? Sure.
Yeah. So you can't have 10,000 chicken wings in just one flavor. Maybe, I don't know, maybe keeping it simple.
Right.
While 10,000 wings may sound like a lot, Ronnie's wasn't the only restaurant almost exclusively preparing chicken wings ahead of this year's Super Bowl. Before the game, the National Chicken Council predicted that Americans would eat a record 1.42 billion chicken wings on now, February 7th.
Rewind. I need to ask about something. So there's been various times throughout the show that we've talked about different odd news that were like, hey, that's a great job. My dream job would be the National Chicken Council. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's right. That's a good question. I didn't Google the National Chicken Council, but apparently there is one. And they apparently run all statistics. Statistical chicken.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see here. Katie says, most importantly, did Yingling make it to Arizona? You know,
it was devoured before
it was arrival. Offered. Yingling was offered
before arrival,
but we turned it down.
How dare you?
Just because of the diet, we were off of our diet slightly while we were there.
I heard through the grapevine. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we knew, we had to get back on the diet.
Be strong, because if you guys came home and there was still Yingling here, would have been drank.
Now, you're a big Buffalo fan, right? As far as the flavoring goes.
Not the Bills.
Not the Bills.
But yes, the flavoring. Buffalo chicken is the best.
That's right. So I did a little research. There's actually 8 things other than wings that you can Buffalo.
Oh, there's more.
Well, but I'm sure there is.
Let's hear your 8.
But we're going to put a link under the video to this. If you're a Buffalo fan.
Okay.
Oven fried Buffalo goat cheese balls.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let me process that in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't have goat readily available.
Well, you know? No, you got to go to the store, I think, to get yourself some goat.
I don't know that Costco has goat on hand. Now, goat cheese? Goat maybe, cheese.
That's
maybe.
Right, goat cheese balls. That's right.
But yeah, that's goat cheese balls. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oven-fried buffalo goat cheese balls, and we've got buffalo ranch popcorn.
Buffalo ranch popcorn.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Good.
Not bad. Not bad.
Buffalo deviled eggs.
Yeah. See, that's deviled eggs. Period.
That's right. Yeah, a little bit of add a little buffalo sauce on there. You got it made.
Look, if it's not Frank's Red Hot, we're not even having a conversation.
There's buffalo chicken quesadillas.
Done that. Been there. Yep.
Buffalo chicken strombolis.
Oh,
how's that sound?
Wow.
Yeah, that's for people back east with the strombolis.
Dave said buffalo balls.
Buffalo balls.
Right. Katie said, Lo, if you guys will ever come visit us, Kyle makes some amazing chicken on the smoker. However, his barbecue is better. P.S. Come see us. You know what? I will. And yes, I will. And no, not just because of the food. You know, you guys as well. But
that's right.
If there's food, I'll be more sure to get there.
Katie says, can I pass on the goat cheese? Can I get a substitute? Absolutely, Katie.
Other type of cheese.
I'm pretty sure if you go with a mozzarella, you're probably going to be safe.
A nice Colby Jack, you know, make it a little extraordinary.
That's right. We also have Buffalo Ranch roasted cauliflower nachos.
You know what? So I've had Buffalo cauliflower.
It's got to be amazing.
Which is incredible because obviously they do cauliflower can be a substitute for like mashed potatoes and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And eat it all the time on our diet.
Yeah, that's sure right. You do.
That's right.
And that's pretty fantastical, but that sounds great.
That sounds delicious. Again, we're going to have the link to these recipes under the video. So if you're into it, Buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
That I've had, and it is
otherworldly. Now, here's what's crazy.
Yeah.
They'll do mac and cheese, homemade. They do different types of cheese, and then they layer it and bake it all with the buffalo chicken resting on top.
Oh, man.
It's a wrap.
That sounds like a...
And we're done here.
Huge win. And then we're going to wrap it up with buffalo chicken and spinach stuffed portobello mushrooms.
Oh, we should have started with that.
Well, it only gets worse.
You said buffalo chicken and spinach portobello.
Stuffed portobello mushrooms. Can you imagine that?
Look, stuffed mushrooms are always a win. Can you guys have mushrooms on your diet?
Absolutely.
We just have stuffed mushrooms.
Well, if it's stuffed with, spinach and
done.
Buffalo chicken. Absolutely.
See, nice grilled. Oh, man.
Let's see. Katie says, so funny. I grossed out Kyle with mashed cauliflower the other night. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. See, I don't have any problem with it.
If you melt a little cheese and maybe cut some, like put a little bit of bacon in there.
And do what I always do. Hot sauce.
A little bit of buffalo sauce.
And you never know the difference.
That's right. Well, there was a man found naked in a car park over in England. That's what's known as a parking lot, a car park.
Right, a car park.
A car park. He said he was on his way to buy some wet wipes, but got lost.
Wow. And you just decided, you know what? Quick store run, yeah. Nude.
Gotta do it naked.
Nude.
Gotta do it naked.
Because you know what I need right now? Wet wipes. Maybe he was out of TP. And he's just, fully committed.
Hey,
can't pull the draws back up. Hoping was there was a drive through in the car park.
Yeah, that's right. A man was given a $200 fine after he was found naked in his Mazda in a closed car park on what he said was an essential trip to buy some wet wipes. The unnamed man appeared flustered when he was questioned by police in Derbyshire, who were patrolling yesterday after local rangers alerted them to littering and other solid items. In the area.
Littering and
soiled items, not solid items.
Littering
soiled items.
And
littering
and smoke in the reefer.
Other soiled items.
Shout out to Super Troopers.
That's right.
Littering and
littering and police out on Facebook on pulling up next to the car, officers were startled to discover a lone male in a complete state of nature.
State of nature. That's a British way of phrasing things.
That's right.
Found a man as God intended.
In the state of nature.
In the state of nature.
Naturally, officers challenged the nude male, asking him why he was in a closed car park.
I don't like the word challenge in that phrase.
Challenge
him.
Yo, bro, I challenge you.
Why are you naked, bro?
That sounds aggressive.
I'm saying.
That's right. Naturally, officers challenged him. The man claimed he had stumbled across the car park by accident after taking several wrong turns, having just made a specific journey to a shop to purchase a packet of wet wipes.
Oh, man. Kyle says, I hate when I wake up naked in the parking lot, right? Man.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it's happened too many times right here.
You know, man, you know what it is? Up in Washington, it's the air, all that legalization up there, you know?
That's right. However, the male was unable to provide a reasonable excuse of why he was stark naked in the car park.
Wet wipes we're going to cover. I was trying to use those as undergarments.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know.
I don't know.
Put enough of those together. Here's another thing. He couldn't come up with a reason why he was stark naked in the car park during the height of a national lockdown. Let me tell you
that's
something.
That's a good point.
You got to add that in.
See, I didn't even. By the way, Katie says, Pops, what does your shirt say?
That is the East Valley Firemen's.
Firefighter Charities.
Firefighter Charities.
I'll read it since he can't upside down.
That's right. East Valley Firefighter Charities. That was a annual poker run.
That's right.
Yeah, for the motorcycle crowd.
The poker run.
However, the male was unable to provide. I just said that after finding him, they sent him on his way and told him to put some clothes on.
That's it. That's all he got for that.
$200 fine.
COVID's out here flying around and this dude's in the nude for some wet wipes.
That's what I'm saying.
Which means he was planning public indecency, sir.
Yeah.
That's premeditated.
That's right.
Premeditated public indecency. Did he have a mask on? Dave wants to know. solid question. Because if he did, that's probably why they sent him on his way.
Well, that's right. Maybe, are you considered naked if you're wearing your mask?
If you're wearing.
Hey, I got my mask on.
Yeah, you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
Abiding by the rules.
holes.
That's right. You know, after all, that's the most important garment. It seems. Mask. The mask.
Right. That's why people leave it.
And you can wear two of them now, apparently.
You wear seven if you want.
You want to wear seven of them?
Go crazy.
The more, the merrier.
You know what? I think I have some extras that you can have. Katie said, wow, I love it. Sorry for the distraction. Katie, this show is one big distraction.
It is a giant distraction.
Don't feel bad. It's
that's just right.
One giant distraction. So,
well, yeah. You know. Whether it's comments in the comment section or whether it's drunk Cindy.
Right.
There's always, always, always.
Yeah, we will always ramble some nonsense.
Distractions.
Right.
Well, you know, when you make a life-sized sex doll that's worth $8,400.
Here we go.
People are going to try to steal it.
I knew it was coming at some point. That's back on the beaten path.
Quite a segue. Maybe before I get into that, maybe
we're not off the beaten path, people. We've beaten this path.
We're
now on the path.
Yeah, I'm going to actually run a couple sponsors here while we can.
And then we're going to talk about sex toys.
Sex dolls. Yeah, I mean, so stay tuned. We will be right back. Give me a moment to talk about one of our sponsors, Greyfeather Farm. Phyllis wrote back on December 22nd, by far the best products I've ever bought. Don't waste your money on drugstore products that don't do what they say they will do. Shipping is always extremely fast. Can't say enough good things. Highly recommend everything Jennifer sells. Guys, February's coming up and you know what that means. It's going to be Valentine's Day soon. So if you missed out on these products for Christmas, for that favorite little lady in your life, make sure you get some for Valentine's Day. Place your orders now. Go to the link below this video or go to saywhatyouwillradio.com. Go to the sponsors area and click Greyfeather Farm. You'll get free shipping anywhere in the United States. Now back to the show. If you're looking for specialized or custom engraved gifts, you've got to check out Nut Tree Designs Company on Etsy. Nut Tree Designs Company offers numerous handcraft items that create long-lasting memories made from family heirlooms. Their most popular item is a custom cutting board with family handwritten recipes engraved on them to preserve those long-standing, delicious favorites. This is not all they can do, so make sure you check out their Etsy store and let your imagination wander. The link to the Nut Tree Designs Company will be below this video, or if you're listening to the podcast, it will be in the description of the podcast. Check them out, Nut Tree Designs Company on Etsy. Now back to the show. All right, here we are back on the Pops and Low Radio Show, live here on Facebook and the YouTube. That's right. If you want to be a caller, the number is 602-475-2000. And we've got the open live chat available as well. Open live chat.
Yep.
And, you know, it's not a distraction. Not a distraction at all.
In fact, it actually kind of fills in some of the gaps.
That's right.
You know, so, yeah, you guys can continue to experience me fighting with this microphone because every time I raise it, it goes like this steadily.
You got
to
tighten the bolt a little bit more.
Oh, we did. Trust me. It's about as tight as it goes.
All right. Speaking of tight, there was two men.
No.
Two men caught.
Cutting off air. Pause. You're not going to just say that and then go on about your odd news. Anyways.
Yeah. Two men have been caught on closed caption television stealing a life-sized sex doll from a sex shop.
Okay. Of all things.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing enough that you get caught stealing.
That's right.
It's embarrassing enough that you're stealing. It's embarrassing enough that there's two of you stealing the same thing.
That's right.
And that poses a whole list of questions.
And there she is. Oh my goodness. Better take that down. We might get an R rating.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
No, I didn't want to show you that.
Yeah.
Before I showed you that.
Right. Jeez. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You know what? We are in R rating, people. Let me go back and disclaim that.
Well, that's right. We are rated R, restricted. you know, you shouldn't have your 17-year-old kid in this without a parent.
Oh, or you shouldn't have your 17-year-old kid. Yet we have several watch this show on a regular basis.
Katie says,
jeez. Yikes. Yeah, yikes is an understatement. But think about that. How does that conversation happen? Well, bud, I know you've been lonely.
There she is.
So I was thinking of getting you something for your birthday. But here's the deal.
That's right.
You got to go steal it with me.
Well, if you're a, you know, a what the Trailer Park Boys fan.
Okay. I'm not sure where you're going with this.
I could see Ricky and Julian trying to steal that for Bubbles. You know?
Touche.
I could just see it happen.
It's just, you know, I don't know too many people in my regular day-to-day life that are like Bubbles.
No.
That need that desperately, let alone enough to conceive a plan. And yes, I said conceive a plan to have your friend help you with that.
That's right.
It's not a good look.
That's right. Well, you know, I mean, good looks.
No,
there's a lot of makeup on her.
I mean, it's not a her.
That's true.
Not a her
today. Nope. In today's day and age,
that pronouns are it, doll, and that.
Police in Melbourne, Australia are hunting for two thieves who they believe broke into the shop and stole almost $15,000 worth of goodies.
Ah, it's an Aussie thing. Makes way it more is. Sense.
$15,000 worth of goodies. Now remember,
$15,000.
The chick was only worth $8,400.
Gee, yeah.
Yeah, investigators believe the men used a metal pole to smash the window at an adult store, Airport West Sexyland, it's called. Airport West name. Sexyland. Detectives determined the robbers made off with around $10,000 worth of vibrators and $4,500 worth of a life-sized sex doll named Kitty. If you haven't seen her.
Yeah, we've
seen it. That's Kitty right there.
It's not a her. It's an it. It's a doll. It's a doll.
The brand of doll stands 165 centimeters tall. I don't know what that is in inches wise. And comes in a range of bust and waist sizes.
Oh, good.
So, you know, you can whichever, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
It's also, it also has customizable, by hair and eye color and skin tone.
Wow. Wow.
Authorities in Australia came, the stealing of sex dolls is on the rise as people look to combat, loneliness during the pandemic. The two men drove away in a white Ford Ranger with stolen number plates, and police are still yet to make any arrests. Police say Kitty's head was detached in the quick getaway, and it was later found in a car park with a naked man. No. You know, come on. We got to put two and two together here.
You're telling me
that
a doll worth $8,400 that looks real. Its head
creepishly real
was detached
right there
and sitting in a car park for some random stranger to walk up on.
Katie says that makeup is something, which I guess it might be that Kyle has spoiled me without having to wear any. Ah, see,
look,
yeah, you know, Kyle's cut from a good cloth. There's no question about that.
Yeah, Kyle's not the type of guy to get caught doing something of that nature.
That's right.
You know what that is, though? That means there's a black market for those things out there somewhere in Melbourne, Australia.
That's right.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. 4 years ago, a different Sexyland store in Melbourne was targeted, and the thief stole $4,500, a life-size doll called Dorothy. Yeah.
Click my heels. I want to go home.
Yeah. Closed caption television showed the man arriving at the store in Moorabbin near Melbourne in a white Ford Transit van. What is it with these Fords, these white Fords? In early hours of the morning, authorities worked on the theory that the thief used bolt cutters to get through the fence and a fire hydrant to break into the shop.
A fire hydrant?
Yeah.
You just unscrewed and detached a fire hydrant and chucked it through the window.
Well, it was probably one of the ones on the wall.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, what the? just chucking fire hydrants.
Sexyland's website says about Kitty, each lifelike sex doll is developed from superior materials for soft, ultra-realistic feeling skin and breasts that are truly amazing to touch.
That's good. This is not an advertisement for that. In no way are the Pops and Low. No, let me correct myself. In no way is Low endorsing any of this.
Oh, by the way, we have a new sponsor.
No, we don't.
Sexyland.
No, we don't. Okay, no. We don't.
Sexyland.
No.
And they are sending some free products.
Nope, we're going to stop there. Rated R. Nope, and we're done. Rated R. And we're done.
What the heck is Jen doing? Oh, you know, Jen, I think she's got family in town, Katie. I think she's Jen and Bob are they're hosting some family.
Thank goodness for that, because this would get real uncomfortable.
Speaking of the doll here, Kitty, on the inside is a titanium alloy skeleton, enabling her to bend in almost any position.
I'm good. We're done on the descriptions. Throw it. Jeez, that's what scientists are spending their time on. No wonder we haven't cured cancer. God.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that.
Oh no, please don't segue this to
anything. I had a thought, you know, as we drove across the country, there's a lot of these little towns off the freeways that are just distraught,
right?
And I thought, why wouldn't someone, you know, like a Bezos or someone that's got hundreds of billions of dollars,
stupid money,
invest their money back into these small little towns, build these, you know, these communities back up instead of trying to build, you know, like a city on Mars?
Dude.
Right.
You know what? We'll get political on that one. That one's going to get political. But
yeah,
you know, I don't know what it is. I like Earth, people. I don't really want to go nowhere. That's just me personally. I like to rock it down here.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Katie says, dang it, she is funny. That's right. Jen is funny. And Bob, let me tell you something.
Jeez.
Oh, Bob is a trip. I mean, he's a hoot. I think we share the same idea of making Logan cringe.
Yep, and it's very easy on this show. The minute we go from PG to PG-13, I'm out.
That's right. Well, so anyway, so there's people that do things for money. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, you know, you can get a job.
Okay.
You can maybe go to a bank. Yep. You can even start a GoFundMe page.
Okay, which is
right, illegal. Right, and that's exactly what this woman did.
Okay.
Right? A 42-year-old woman started a GoFundMe based on fake ovarian cancer. Oof. Yeah, how about that?
That's why you were trying to segue there.
That was a tough segue, but she faked ovarian cancer and raised $71,000. Ultimately, she was sent to jail for 2 years and 9 months.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's can you imagine? For your personal gain, period.
That's right.
If it's not for like a cause.
Yeah.
It's not for, you know, a designated purpose. Like, you can't just be like, go fund me for rent.
Well, you'll be surprised what she did with the money. Maybe you won't be surprised.
Probably not.
The UK woman was given by generous well-wishers who believed that she was actually sick, while in reality, she wanted to use the money for her lavish lifestyle. The woman was identified as Alcibus.
Okay.
I think I'm saying that right. Sure. And had claimed to the donors that she needed funds to pat for her cancer treatment, and set up a charitable GoFundMe website before transferring donations into her own bank account. However, she was never diagnosed with cancer and instead used the money to fund her gambling addiction, clear her mounting debts, and spend it on her expensive lifestyle. This included a $3,500 luxury box, I'm assuming that's a television, to watch a single Tottenham Hotspur match. I'm assuming that's soccer.
It is. Tottenham Hotspurs are soccer.
That's right.
So she bought a $3,500 TV.
Or luxury box. I don't know. Maybe that was at the game.
Yeah.
Oh, in the stadium.
That's a $3,500 box because she went to watch Tottenham.
Yes.
Oh, man. The Spurs are one of the most popular teams. Kyle. He says, because they know we've overpopulated our earth, we cannot support the number of inhabitants currently. Related human hunting seasons. Purge.
The purge.
Jeez, God.
Jeez. Wow.
Well.
Yeah.
Just remember, we're friends.
That's right.
Just remember. I know I'm the weaker link here.
What did Dwight Schrute say when about the world being overpopulated?
Right. He said, we need a new, not going to say the word because it would probably get removed.
That's right. Right. That's right. But he that was quite insightful of Dwight.
It was very Simpson-esque in predictions.
Alcibus used a convincing GoFundMe page to con kind-hearted people who believed her story as she shared her picture of lying in a hospital bed. Alcibus was convicted by the Centerbury Crown Court in Kent. The court found her guilty of fraud, where she also claimed to have ovarian cancer to receive money for treatment between February and August. She was also found guilty of possession of criminal property in relation to the charitable donations, which were subsequently transferred back into her bank account. All the while you were gambling, this is a quote, enjoying shopping trips and luxuries in Italy and Spain at their expense, the judge told her, as he called her cunning and manipulative.
At least.
Wow.
Katie said, I live with him. I will send my address later just in case. Clever.
All right. Well, there you go. So, hey, you know what? We have to talk about another one of our new sponsors.
Sponsor.
Yeah. And one of our new sponsors is the Cactus Football League, the Arizona Cactus Football League. I'll let you take it away.
You know what? I'll talk about them very briefly because we'll talk about them more on Undrafted GM.
Yeah.
You know, that's more that type sponsor. But the Arizona Cactus Football League is a semi-professional football league out here in Arizona.
That's right.
If you're looking for local football, if you're looking to play, if you're looking to, you know, watch, become a fan of a local team, you're going to want to go and check them out. That's azcfl.com. But like I said, if you are interested in more information about that, be sure to tune in to Undrafted GM at 7 p.m. Arizona time. We'll talk more in depth about them at that point.
That's right. Now, also, if you notice our hats, we've got the Espinoza Group hats on, and I want to play a quick spot. We'll be right back. Give me 30 seconds to talk about the Espinoza Group, a group within the real estate firm in Gilbert, Arizona. Sherry says, what many agents don't take into account is that it's not just the house itself that dictates how we go about marketing and selling it. That's why in my career in real estate for over 20 years, I've developed systems, processes, and resources specific to each different situation you might be in. Visit their website at www.azhomesbysherry.com. That's azhomesbysherry, S-H-E-R-I.com. Or you can visit their office at 1521 East Elliott Road, suite number 104, Gilbert, Arizona, 85234. Experience the difference. All right, and we're back. This is the Pops and Low radio show that we do this live weekly.
Weekly.
Saturday nights at 5 p.m. Arizona time. That'd be 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Now, don't always quote us on the Saturday because, you know, occasionally we may move it around, but don't judge us.
Nah, but typically. And then if you're out there on the left coast, that would be 4 p.m.
Did you say on the left coast?
Yeah, if you're looking at the map, it's
right. I just wanted to clarify that's what you called it because, you know, I think it's kind of, we'll talk about that off air.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, you know, being back in Pittsburgh, one of the things that I recall because of the snow and the ice,
right?
One of the things, and you're gonna have to lift that mic, I think.
I'm telling you, dude, this thing is going and going and going. I'm gonna roll with it, but continue on.
Yeah. Well, that's
No,
the other
continue
knob.
On. I got you.
Yeah. So anyway, so one of the things that people do in Pittsburgh to save their parking spot is they put either like lawn, because what they'll do, they'll go out and they'll shovel their spot
right
in front of their house,
right.
And then they'll put like a lawn chair.
Yeah, lawn chair, garbage can, one of those things.
Yeah, whatever they can, they put it out there. And that's just something that you recognize it. You don't dare move someone's lawn chair to park your car there.
Right.
It's just.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit last week.
We did.
Right.
Yeah. So I was cruising through the news.
Cruising.
And I found this article out of Chicago. Apparently, they do the same type of thing.
Okay.
In Chicago.
Chicago, the windy city.
The Chicago's. The Bears. So a Chicago man's unusual method of calling dibs on a parking space is gaining attention on social media after he perfected a method of freezing his pants.
What?
So they stand on their own.
Okay, that's awesome.
That is fantastic.
In a very funny way.
Yeah, so.
That is awesome.
He freezes his pants. Adam Selzer of West Ridge posted photos on Twitter showing him reserving a shoveled out parking space using pairs of frozen pants that he shaped to stand up on their own. Reserving parking spaces is common in Chicago.
Right.
With residents often using lawn chairs or traffic cones to mark the spots they shoveled. So similar.
That
a similar practice.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Polar vortex fun. Pants with nobody inside them. Soak a pair, put outside. So he soaks them and then freezes them and then puts them outside. And then
okay.
It's a pair of pants.
Explain the freeze method. That's what I'm interested.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. In about 20 minutes, you can form them into shape. Oh, so he puts them outside.
So, okay, freeze them. And then I'm assuming he like hangs them or something.
He must.
Right. Because yeah. If he's talking about having them stand up, that's crazy.
That's right. 20 minutes, you can form them to shape. And in another 20, they're solid, Seltzer wrote in the Twitter post that has since gone viral. Seltzer said he is now working on a method to complete the ensemble.
Ensemble.
The ensemble.
So he's going to freeze a shirt and put it on top.
That's right.
Clever.
The one thing I tried this time that I haven't before is I also froze a couple of shirts. So we'll see if it works, he told CBS Chicago.
Katie said random. Did you guys go to Permane's at all?
Permane Brothers. We did not go to Permane Brothers.
Southside.
Yeah, we just, you know, unfortunately.
They got that new one in Greensburg, too.
Yeah.
Well, new to us.
New to us.
Yeah, new to us.
Unfortunately, we weren't able to get downtown. We drove through downtown. We took a few pictures, but that was about it.
Because the COVID.
The COVID. Yeah, the COVID has put a damper on all things.
On all things regular and good.
And Pennsylvania is a very strict state. They got Governor Wolf out there. Not to get political, but I'm just, you know, it's factual.
Wolf.
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 I like to say that. Wolf.
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 Yeah. That's a fun word. It's like there's so many words out there that the more you say them, the more ridiculous they sound.
That's right.
We could do a whole segment on words and odd words.
Coyotes are like wolves.
Coyote.
A coyote. Right? They're kind of like wolves.
Right.
Well, Wile E. Coyote actually
Segway.
Does some music for us.
Wile E. Beats.
Wile E. Beats. If you need some beats made, I'm big ass mad, Katie says.
Look, Katie, you got to understand, all right? Okay, life is at a standstill right now.
Yeah.
I can't even get my microphone to work. That's how well we're doing.
Yeah, I wish it would stand still.
I wish it would stand still.
My
because
goodness.
Every time it does this, it creeps down.
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 It's down. It's floating down.
And that's D-A-H-N. Unisharper. She said, hey, what the heck, Pop?
What Ooh, the
she's
You know, she Katie, said,
no Yingling, no Permane's.
I know. I had,
or for the for
a case of Yingling. I could have brought a case of Yingling back, but
for the Yankees is Permane's.
Permane Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down there.
Down.
If you don't know what Permane Brothers is, and I'm sure everybody watching this does, but if you're listening, you know, maybe you don't watch the show live. Permane Brothers is a Pittsburgh restaurant.
Pittsburgh staple.
And for a lot of the union workers back in the day, they only had a very short amount of time to eat their sandwich. And so what Permane Brothers did was they started this whole trend. They put the sandwich together and then they dumped the fries right there and the coleslaw right there onto the sandwich.
Right.
So you got your, you know, you got your, I don't know, what pick your choice of meat. Maybe a good pastrami.
Yeah, I would say usually pastrami.
And then you got the
turkey. Yeah. I mean, you could go on and on. They had all sorts of good stuff.
Oh, we did have Moyos. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. So you get your pastrami. You get your cheese.
Right. And usually Swiss, something with a nature provolone.
That's right. And then you got this thick Italian bread.
Italian. Sourdough.
Non-toasted. Yep. It's just a thick Italian bread.
And that's on top of tomatoes, coleslaw, fries,
a fried egg. Down, you can throw a fried egg on there. It's whatever. Common.
And then
it's
what you got to do, me personally, hot sauce.
Yeah.
Bang, right on top and then smash it on. They stab it.
And then Moyos, if you're not familiar with Moyos, another Italian place.
Italian.
Yeah, and they got the Italian pastries.
Yeah, because the Italian and Polish are the two predominant Pittsburgh
That's
food
right.
ensembles.
That's right. ensembles. Right. There's that word again.
There it is.
Yeah. So we did. We had some, we had a variety of Italian cookies.
Italian. Any Italian shaved ice?
No, we didn't have the shaved ice, but we had some cookies. We had some pizzelles. We had some. Oh,
man.
Yeah. Some, all those Italian good cookies.
Cannoli.
We didn't do cannolis.
How dare you not do cannolis?
We thought about it.
No Polish sausage, no cannolis.
I know. I know. We're letting everybody down. But we did have Moyos. It was delicious.
Classic. And you had a Murraysville staple, Dick's Diner.
Oh, I got to tell you. Now, listen, we're boring the hell out of everybody on this show, but Dick's Diner, still open. It was still cranking.
Dude.
We had the Monaco Grill.
Yep.
Which is and you got to get that on the Italian bread.
On the Italian.
And then it's got like some sort of honey mustard that comes on the side. Phenomenal. You can't get it anywhere else. And then the gravy fries.
Yeah, that's
on the side. So like I said, didn't really stick to the diet.
Forget a diet. You're at home. Food's better there.
Let's see. And I wish I could remember the shop, but they had a dang pickled popcorn was my jam right by the stadium. A pickled popcorn. Pickled
popcorn by the stadium. Oh, man. I wonder.
That I'm not familiar with that. I wonder if,
I know is I'm friggin' hungry. I could go for some pierogies.
Oh, pierogies. We didn't have any pierogies either.
Yeah, that's a shame.
But, we did stop at, the wife and I stopped at the Golden Goblet for a grilled chicken sandwich.
Golden Goblet.
Yeah, the Golden Goblet for a grilled chicken sandwich.
Lamplighter.
No, we avoided the Lamplighter. Let's see. Gravy fries. I'm dead.
For our Canadian friends, that's poutine.
Yeah, but they put the cheese curd.
Right, yeah. They do the cheese curd.
Yeah, this is just straight up
chunks gravy. Of it.
Man. So delicious. Now, and then you got
to do a food segment. I'm saying it. I've been saying we got to do just a food segment.
Yeah, that's right.
Odd foods.
Well, if Kelly's listening or watching, maybe if Dave's still on there, we are going to do Pup's Grilled Cheese. I am going to show you how to make Pup's Grilled Cheese.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, Pupsky was my grandfather.
That was my dad. That's right.
Yeah, Pupsky.
Old Pupsky.
Man.
And we're going to show you how to make
the
Pup's Grilled Cheese. We're going to do that on the show one of these days.
So if you guys have any odd recipes, anything that your family did that was kind of out there food-wise, please share, okay? Oh. We're going to have to do like around the country odd stuff, because one thing actually Kyle Nussbaum's parents took me to experience was in Texas, red beer.
Oh,
and you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Red beer is beer and they drop a shot of tomato juice.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually, I mean, you know, it's still beer.
That's a Clamato.
Yes.
It's like a Budweiser Clamato.
Kind of. It's just, it's, you know, obviously chunkier and it's. Not bad. Not bad. He said Kel's at work. What a shame.
Oh.
Well, keep her updated for us.
Unbelievable.
We're doing Pup's Grilled Cheese.
Unbelievable. All right. So last odd news story of the week. And this is actually a good odd news story.
Okay, good.
We want to end on a positive note.
Uplifting.
That's right. 53 years ago.
Okay.
He lost his wallet in Antarctica.
You know what? I came across something like this, but I didn't read it.
Paul Grisham finally got it back.
53 years.
In Antarctica.
That's where you're just strolling through?
I don't know.
That's you're a just question. On a walk?
He's now 91 years old. He's from San Diego. He arrived in Antarctica in October 1967 as a Navy meteorologist.
Ah.
At some point during his 13-month assignment, he lost his wallet and eventually forgot about it until last week. I was just blown away, Grisham told the San Diego Union Tribune after he received the wallet by mail Saturday. There was a long series of people involved who tracked me down and ran me to the ground. According to the newspaper, Grisham's wallet held plenty of mementos from his time on Antarctica, which he called the ice. Imagine that. That's interesting. As well as his Navy ID and driver's license. Some of those mementos included a pocket reference card on what to do during an atomic, biological, or chemical attack. A beer ration punch card, a tax withholding statement, and receipts for money orders sent to his wife.
Dude, so he had some pretty important documents in there at the time. Jeez.
That's right. A beer ration punch card.
That's the most important one.
Can you imagine living in a time where you had to ration beer?
It, and to lose the fact that you can do it. Cause, man,
that's right.
Times is tough.
Grisham's wallet and another lost billfold were found in 2014 when a building at McMurdo Station on Antarctica's Ross Island was being demolished. Stephen Takedo, and his daughter, Sarah Lindbergh, both from New Hampshire, worked with Bruce McKee, of the India Spirit of 45 nonprofit foundation to track down Grisham and the owner of the lost wallet.
That's great. Cause like, think about one, the memory. He's 91.
Yeah.
He's now experienced all of life. Think about the memories that one that brings back for him.
Wow.
Two, it's in one of the most remote, desolate places on earth.
Yeah.
What are the odds that they stumble across it?
Hey, listen, if you live in State College and you found a class ring from Franklin Regional that's got some baseball and bat on it,
hey,
just send it back.
Yeah, that would be. That'd be,
you know, that would crazy. Be, yeah, it would be awesome. I like custard with hot dog buns.
Oh, she was talking about weird recipes. She said, please, oh. We have so many weird recipes with our boards.
Oh yeah.
That's right. We should
we do gotta do
their sponsor thing.
That's right.
It'll be a boom business idea. Sponsor special. We'll do a sponsor special episode.
That's right.
And we're going to host weird recipes. You know what? We're going to do that. I'm making an executive decision. Uh-oh. It's February.
That's right.
We're going to do that in March. In March, we're going to do a odd news food special.
That's right. Next week.
Hosted by Nut Tree Designs Co.
Perfect.
So put it on your calendars. We're going to have you guys jump on the call and whatnot.
There you go. That sounds like an awesome idea.
That sounds fun.
Speaking of things coming, we are going to have our gas station trivia next week.
Yes, I've been excited about that.
We'll put that together. The trio had previously returned a Navy service ID bracelet to its owner after Takedo found it in a shop and bought it last year. His daughter contacted McKee, who posted an online notice about the bracelet, which led him to the original owner. Anyway, there we go. So that's it. We don't want to get down too many rabbit holes there.
Just like the wallet was.
But he got his
that's really cool, though. Like, yeah. I couldn't imagine finding something like that from your life. That 53 years.
Wow. Yeah.
It's literally like when I was a kid. Early 2000s were really popular was the time capsules.
That's right.
You remember that? Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are digging them up now because it was about 2020-ish when they were all planted for them. So I can't imagine what some of those look like. I think we did one out in the woods by behind Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet you did.
I think I did. With Mr. Harry Dick.
Mr. Harry
the
Dick.
Teacher, Mr. Harry Dick. That's funny. Wow.
Ain't that something else? Wow. Well, listen, we're going to be back in about a half an hour with
in an hour.
Oh,
we 6:30.
I set it up for 6:30.
That's cool. Then we'll be back in a half hour.
We'll be back in a half hour with the undrafted GM. It is week out of the Super Bowl. So
yep.
That should be interesting. Good conversation. We'll be back here at, like I said, about 6:30 Arizona time. That's 8:30 on the right coast.
On the right coast.
That's right. 5:30 on the left coast. And but this has been the Pops and Low Radio Show. I want to thank Katie and Kyle and David and just about everyone else that was in the room. I want to thank you for being here and chatting and participating. We will be live next week. And coming up, I want to talk about this too real quick. Coming up on February 26th my show.
Big news.
The John Smith Show, which you can find on both the Facebook and the YouTube.
Yes.
So just search the John Smith Show.
The John Smith Show on Facebook, the John Smith Show on YouTube. You can also type in Say What You Will Radio on YouTube, and that will also pull up the John Smith Show. So
that's
make
right.
sure you click that. But big, big guest. Hit them.
Big news. Friday, February 26th at 6 p.m. right here in the Say What You Will Radio
in
studio.
This chair.
Right in that chair. I'm going to have... From Pinal County, Sheriff Mark Lamb. That's right. Sheriff Mark Lamb will be here live in the Say What You Will Radio Studios. And we're going to be talking all things about the police, what's going on in Pinal County. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. So it should be very exciting. I hope you can all be part of it. I'm like geeked to be part of that.
Yeah.
My co-host Tom will be with me as well. So that should be exciting.
If you guys don't know who Sheriff Lamb is, okay, one, you need to go look him up. Two, on Netflix right now, if you guys watch, 60
Days In.
60 Days In, right? I actually watched that season. They did a 60 Days In of Florence Prison down there.
Oh, wow.
And he's in it. You got to watch it. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome dude. He was actually at the gun range he posted today. You guys got to go take a look at that.
He was on live PD many times.
Dude, he is a dude's dude.
Yeah, they followed him around on live PD. He was also on live PD Wanted.
Ah.
That's right.
So that'll be February 26th. Make sure you guys tune in for that.
Can't wait. He will be here live in studio.
In person with cowboy hat and everything.
That's right. Yeah, we're trying to figure that out too. I got to get, anyway, not to go down a rabbit hole, but so tune in. We're excited. We got a lot of guests coming in. We've got some Guinness World Record people that are going to be here virtually on the Pops and Low Radio Show. We've got guests coming up on Undrafted GM.
A lot of big stuff coming.
A lot of big stuff coming up. We're very excited about it. So that's about it. That's all I got for the show. It's 6 p.m. So let's go ahead. We're going to end the show. We'll be back in a half hour with Undrafted GM.
Got it. Close. End.
That's it. Thanks for watching.
Be gone.
Be good to each other. God bless.